stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, I've blanked all the names out of this here today. So this lady wants to have some fun with her fiancé. She wants me to play the part of a marriage counsellor. So they've got, you know, every relationship has its little things. All right? Their little differences. And they've got a few. But they're about to be married. And she's like saying, you know what? I just want everything to be ironed out. And when we walk down the aisle, we squin.
Mm-hmm.
Lekker squin. All right?
New chapter, new page.
Yeah, she says the one thing about him, he's quite a jealous guy. Which is, it's always a problem. You know, when if a guy or a girl is overly jealous, it can really inhibit the progress of a relationship.
For sure.
All right. You've all had that jealous type, right?
If it's overbearing.
Yeah.
Is there not a healthy amount of jealousy?
Little bit.
You know what? There is that argument. No. What he means is
just a little bit,
just to show like
a sprinkle.
Some say
a sprinkle.
Some
of jealousy.
Some people will interpret jealousy in inverted commas as really caring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only getting jealous because I care. You know, there is that. I do believe that.
And also, if your partner is really fine.
Yeah, in this case it is. In this case it is. She is fine.
Like,
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gets a lot of attention, you
what,
know?
What, you're saying the jealousy is warranted?
No, like if your partner turns heads everywhere he or she goes, you know? You're on the back foot.
If you're not confident, it's not going to be an easy relationship for you.
Yeah.
But in that comes a level of trust.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is the person who's the head turner, do you believe they're going to act on any of that?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just cool with it? Yeah. You know?
Pay it no mind, yeah.
There is a... They've surveyed 2,000 people, just before we get to the prank, they've surveyed 2,000 people, happily wedded adults.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and they've come up with what they think is the recipe for a successful marriage, and they say this. And this is, I think, this is important because a lot of marriages don't go the distance. In fact, they say this is another stat I read. So, you know, 1 in 2 marriages ends in divorce, right? And they say of those 50% that are still married, 25% are considering divorce.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. So you now got a 1 in 4 chance of being happily married.
Mm-hmm.
I put my hand up there.
What are these happy people saying, Darren? Teach us.
Okay. Well, this is what they say. You need to take a short break away together twice a year. Short break, a weekend away.
Mm-hmm. Like
you need to say, I love you up to 20 times.
Well, a day?
No. Every couple weeks.
Because I'm like, you have a lot of love.
So it's literally, is that hard for you? To say to your partner, I love you 10 times a week. Is that hard?
Oh, I know. I thought you said, Dad, I love you. Oh, it's a lot.
That's less than, that's just over once a day, Sherlyn.
I prefer showing my love, Darren.
They also kiss 2 or 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Frenchie or peck?
I guess you can mix it up a bit, eh?
Let's also make out at least once a day.
Sure. Once a day?
Once a day.
Proper snog fest.
Make out sesh.
Oh, that's also a lot.
That's a lot.
Is everything an effort for you, Sherlyn?
Every day. You want to pray every day.
Yes.
I'm just joking.
You gotta touch the hand. Oh,
my goodness.
Here he comes again.
The worst.
You see, you guys are jaded. You guys are jaded. No, you know what you are? You are scorned. What is that? A woman scorned. Some guys did real bad numbers on the two of you. You know that.
No.
Really badly. Because they've ruined it for every guy going forward.
The guys
who what are their names? What are their names?
The guys who ruined it are the ones who are not romantic, who don't hold the hand, kiss the neck, make out sesh for me.
Ooh.
I don't know for Sherlyn. Maybe that is the reason why yours didn't last, because they were doing too much of that.
Let's break down the fourth wall here, Sherlyn.
Let's.
I'm a marriage counselor in the prank. I can help you.
How did I get here? Someone help me get out.
It was that rugby player, hey?
Hey?
It was that rugby player.
No, man. Leave the exes alone.
Hands off.
Leave them. Mm. I don't know where they are. I haven't seen these people in years. But love and light. Live and let live.
Yeah.
It was a guy from Angola.
He's a father now.
Yeah, because he came for the passport and you didn't give him one.
No, he was very wealthy. He did not need me for a passport.
We'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah. Okay. So there's a few little secrets. Okay. Okay. Let me play the part of the marriage counselor. Do you remember what I said in the beginning? Well, I have to go back to it now.
I remember. Very jealous.
Very jealous guy. Mm. Going to get married. Mm. Wants to clear it up all before they get married.
Okay.
And this, you'll hear this guy's reaction, all right? So this is the scene. Mm. She's now gone to go see the marriage counselor, just without him knowing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to call him from the office, not the office, the couch.
Mm.
All right, here we go.
Tell me, what's the mood like with you and Gerald at the moment?
We're still SMSing each other, but he's still quite mad at me, hey?
I'm just going to phone him. I'm going to say that I have you in my office.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Gerald.
Yeah.
My name is Councillor Frederick Jansen.
Yeah.
I have your ex-fiancé in my office at the moment.
Yeah.
She's come to seek a bit of counselling.
Okay, who am I speaking to again?
Frederick Jansen, marriage counsellor. Okay, now listen, she is paying by the hour here, so you are in fact wasting her money and you are wasting my time. Just,
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, don't you just want to talk to this guy? I really want this to work.
Okay, firstly, you don't have to go to him. We can chat about this.
Okay, but, I mean, we don't get anywhere, so I just thought that if I get someone from outside, we can sort this out.
I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, please just talk to him.
Baby?
Listen.
Okay, now, firstly, you said your company name is Frederick Jansen. That's Frederic and Jenson.
No, your spelling is atrocious.
What did you just tell me?
I said your spelling is atrocious.
And you said you're a marriage counselor. Tell my fiance.
I'm not a spell checker.
I don't need you, or you tell me my spelling is atrocious.
Well, look, clearly you're
no,
not.
No. I've had enough talking to you.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Listen, I do not want to talk to you. Well, you know what? Maybe you should take counseling.
You seem very untrusting.
To you, I may seem very untrusting, yes.
Are you untrusting of Erica as well?
You know what? If I did not trust Erica, I wouldn't have asked her to marry me.
Let's resolve this. All
firstly,
right?
How much do you charge an hour?
460 rand.
Okay. Carry on.
Do you have a problem with the clothes that she wears at work?
What?
Do you have a problem with the
clothes she wears at work?
Yeah.
No, she's worn tops that show the belly.
Because
the other guys at work, at her work, have a problem because they make snotty comments. When she bends down and she wears a low-cut top, they make stupid comments. One guy at work, and Erica will even tell you, he undresses her with his eyes. So
she is wearing quite a low-cut top today.
What?
She looks like she's kind of putting it all out there.
You know, it's good. So.
I'm here to mediate in this.
No. You do not talk about her like that.
It's a compliment.
I will find out who the phoned me right now.
She's a hot babe, dude.
You're gonna rot in hell. You know, I will find you, and you will wish you in hell.
No, hold on.
Because what's gonna happen to you right now is you're gonna die. Tell you that now.
hold on.
Okay.
Wait. I think he's calling my landline now.
Okay.
Frederick Jensen, hello.
Come on. Your number.
Oh, Mr. Leon.
Listen, dude.
Yes.
You do not speak to someone else's woman that way. Dude, listen to me. As far as I know, Erica's not like that. All right? And with a voice like yours, I don't think Erica will sleep with you.
Why? What's wrong with my voice?
You sound like you got a carrot up your f***ing ass.
Really?
Yes. And I will find you. You're going to need help, all right?
Uh-huh.
For someone to push your wheelchair.
Really? Okay, well, just hold on one sec. Let me put Erica back.
Baby?
Yes?
If I ever doubted that you love me, now I know you love me really, really, really.
Who am I speaking to?
Wackett Simpson, love.
Mr. Simpson? Oh, yeah, screw you, man. Wackett, you got me.
Love you, darling.
I love you so much.
Okay, and now, Erica, say I'm sorry for all the I gave you this weekend.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Baby, you don't have to be sorry.
No, but I am, okay.
I love you so much, baby.
Yeah, what a change.
Guys, was that a success or
look
what?
At that counselor.
Was that a success?
What a turnaround.
I'm one for one in resolving marital disputes.
I will find you too. I love you, baby.
What a roller coaster.
But he's got that Liam Neeson vibe about him. You know, when people scream at me on the phone, I know it's all emotion. Hey, beep, beep, you beep, beep. It's normal reaction.
You've pushed all the buttons.
But when you are doing it like this, it's a little bit scary.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
It's like you mean it.
If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Yes.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Hey, this is his vibe.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yo.
It's actually Darren.
I love you, baby.